Following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Colossians chapter 1. If you have access to a Bible, I realize you may be driving and can't especially open a Bible right now, but if you can, go grab a Bible, open up to Colossians chapter 1 and join us as we consider His Word today. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are a number of things you'll find there. In fact, you can go back and see all of the programs from the last 10 years, roughly, and can go back and hear those again or go back and hear them for the first time. You can also there find a link that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. If you'd click on that link, send us a note, tell us where you're hearing the program today, and if you'll send us an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. This is just a little notebook that'll fit into a shirt pocket, easily into a purse or a Bible case. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night, and when they give the prayer requests, I'm able to write them down, or when somebody says, pray for me, I can pull it out and write them down and remember to pray for them and use it every day. The great thing is to go back through it and then mark off when Jesus answered those prayers. And so we'd love to send one to you. Again, all you got to do is contact us. You can do it through the website, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, also, you can just simply write to us, as many do. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I give it to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. The Bible study I'd like to look at today, and perhaps over the next couple of weeks, is a message that I preach every year, or I intend to preach it at least one time every year. Now, I know that may seem kind of strange, but this is something that I think is so important that when we have maybe new church members, I want them to know about these things. And then it's good for us to remind our regular folks as well. I think these are some of the most important things that are in a Christian's life. Let me read the scripture, and then we'll look at a few other verses of scripture today. So we're going to be in Colossians chapter 1. I'm going to start reading at verse 12. Colossians 1, beginning at verse 12. Now, Colossians is a tiny book back in the New Testament, so it may take you a minute to find it. It always takes me a minute to find it. And Colossians is a letter that Paul wrote to a church at Colossae. And he said this to them. This is Colossians 1 now, beginning in verse 12. He said, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. It's verse 18 that I especially want you to take note of. The scripture says, talking about Christ, that he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Now, I realize preeminence is not a word that you probably use every day in your vocabulary. But what it means is that he has first place. The word literally means to have first place in rank, that there is no one who ranks higher than him. I realize that in our military branches that they have ranks, and you get to a point that is the highest that you can go. You know, we call the president the commander-in-chief, and maybe he's the highest rank. But you see, even Jesus is above him. Jesus has the preeminence. He holds the position of the highest rank. Certainly in the church, the Bible says here he's the head of the body, the church. He should be the head of the church, not the pastor, not the deacon board, not the elders, not some lady that might be trying to run the church. No, Jesus is the head of the body. He is the head of the church. He is the highest in rank. He is the preeminent one. He might have the preeminence, but not just a place in rank, but also it means to have the highest place of influence. We ought to be influenced by the Lord and by his word more than anything else in this world. Remember, Romans said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so we don't conform to the world, we follow a higher order. And it is the Lord Jesus himself. He ought to be the one that we look to. The world should not dictate, and the culture should not dictate how we live or even how we dress or in how we behave. It ought to be patterned by the word of God, that in all things he might have the preeminence, the first place. Now, there are a few things that I feel like that if they are the most important thing in your life, it will change your life. It will change how you live. It'll change how you treat people. It'll change your relationships. It'll change everything. So let me give these to you real quick. There's several of them, and I don't think I'll probably get to all of them today because I want to spend a lot of time on this first one. These are things that I would say are the most important, not just for the Christian, but I believe they're the most important for every individual that walks this earth. And the first one is found in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Jesus called it the Great Commandment. It's Deuteronomy 6. I'm going to read a couple of verses, verse 4 and 5. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Now, why do I call it the Great Commandment? You see, that's what Jesus called it. We'll look at that verse of Scripture here in a few minutes. But the one thing that ought to be uppermost and the most important in your life is that you love God first. John said, 1 John 4:19 says, we love him because he first loved us. When we serve the Lord, our motivation ought to be our love for God. And in fact, in every decision that we make, in everywhere that we go, in everything that we do, it ought to be done because we love God first. I guarantee you that if you love God first, it's going to dictate where you are on Sunday morning. Or maybe on Wednesday night, or maybe on Sunday night, that you're somewhere in the assembly with other believers. It shows your love for God. And all, you know, I've heard all the excuses. I've been a pastor for nearly 50 years, and I've heard so many excuses why you can't be at church. But if you love God, you'll be there. If you love God, it's going to change your life. You see, we serve him because we love him. We obey him because we love him. We put him first because we love him most of all. Now, we have a very important thing here because not only are we given the great commandment to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, he said, and with all thy might. But also, in that same verse of Scripture, it goes on. Verse 6 says, and these words which I have commanded this day shall be in thine heart. It ought to be down deep in your soul, not just a mental acknowledgement, but so much a part of you, so down deep in your soul that it motivates everything that you do. And then we have this order. We begin now in verse 7, thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. You see, he says we ought to teach our children all of the time. And not just in Sunday school, all the time. We ought to be talking to our children about learning to love God. He goes on, says, thou shalt bind them as a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them on the post of thy house and on thy gates. When he talks about binding them as a sign upon thine hand, you see, everything that your hand does ought to point to your love for God. Bind them upon thine hand. Whatever your hand does, Scripture says, whatever thy hand findeth, do it with all thy might. But it ought to show the love of God when we give, when we love, when we share. It ought to show the love of God. And he said, it's frontless between thine eyes. It ought to be in front of us all the time. It ought to be there when we wake up, when we drive to work. We ought to be thinking about how we can show the love of God and how it's expressed in our heart, in our life. He said, we ought to teach it to our children all the time. Notice he said, to teach them to your children. When you talk of them, thou shalt. And when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up, all the time, everywhere, we ought to be talking about the Lord and about our love for God. Now, in Matthew is when Jesus called this the Great Commandment. I don't call it the Great Commandment just as a sermon point or part of an outline. No, Jesus called it the Great Commandment. We find Jesus had just been with some Pharisees. Some Sadducees had caught up with him. I'm going to begin reading in verse 37. Now, this is Matthew, by the way. Matthew 22 is where it's at. Matthew 22. I've got to get over there myself. Matthew 22, beginning in verse 37. I'm only going to have time to read this, and we'll have to pick this up again next week. And I hope you'll hear the second part of this series, because it's so important, so vital. Verse 37, Matthew 22. Now, again, these Pharisees had been talking to Jesus. He had put them, the Bible says, he had put them to silence. And so in Matthew 22, beginning in verse 37, let me back up to verse 34. When the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together, and one of them asked him, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, testing him, saying, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus said to him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. Second's likened to it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. We'll get to that part next week. Join us then. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Hi, this is Pastor Philip Upton of Just a Voice Radio Ministry, broadcasting here on WCNO 89.9, Saturdays, 5 a.m. and p.m. Come on and join us. Hope to see you there.